And so here's our pastor, Pastor Russell. Would you please stand as your pastor, your shepherd, comes for us to give us a word. Amen. Say, preach the word, Pastor. Preach the word, Pastor. Pastor Russell T. Perkins.
Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be here. There was no guarantee we'd be here. We intended to be here. We hoped to be here. We trusted God that we would be here. But there was no guarantee, and we thank God for that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, let your presence be manifested in the hearts of your people today as we come together to worship you in spirit and in truth. We stand in awe of you. And Lord, we ask that you bless. Father, in the name of Jesus, have your way. Touch your people. Lift up the souls of your people. Lord, turn us, Lord, hallelujah, toward heaven and open up bread of heaven over Bread of Heaven Church. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. John, the 19th chapter, starting at verse 12. And from thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him, trying to let Jesus go. But the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And you thought you got kicked to the pavement. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he said unto the Jews, behold your king. But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. Mm-mm-mm. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. We know it as most popularly as Calvary, where they crucified him, and two other with him on either side, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city. And it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. They then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. Hallelujah. The topic comes from verse 19. You can be seated. Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And the topic today is Jesus of Nazareth. We know that Nazareth was in the region of Galilee. And in the area where Jesus grew up, Nazareth, he was born in Bethlehem, but he grew up in Nazareth. And in that area, it was not known for prophets. And so Nathanael, in the first chapter of John, asked the question, what good thing can come out of Nazareth? In other words, can there really be a prophet coming out of that area? this little backwater place, this place where nothing concerning prophets has been recorded in God's word, what good thing can come out of Nazareth? And we see that Pilate wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Hallelujah. And they didn't object to the Jesus of Nazareth part, because they looked at that as kind of a dig, throwing a little shade. Jesus of Nazareth, that is how it was looked at. Praise God. Y'all just follow me. I got something. Hallelujah. And it's not about where you start. It's not about what people say about where you started. It's about what God has for you in his word and in your life, praise God, that matters. And, you know, somebody could say to me, maybe at my retirement dinner, if the Lord allows me to have one day, and say, Russell Perkins of Preston Taylor Projects. Hallelujah. That would be true. That's where I got my start. That's where I lived my first 10 years, praise God. Somebody else might say, under the anointing, I hope, to say, he was a man of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But he had this dual kind of title on that. And we see that this name, this differentiated Jesus for other people who were named the same name in that area, because Jesus in Hebrew form is Joshua. And it is a common name in that place and in that time. And they wanted to differentiate it. And the disciples, even after Jesus had been crucified, even after he had been resurrected, even after the day of Pentecost, hallelujah, would refer to him from time to time as Jesus of Nazareth. If you look in the third chapter of Acts, and the man who was lame from his mother's womb was brought to the gate that is called Beautiful outside on the temple grounds, and he was expecting a donation, a handout, because he was not able to work. He was lame from his mother's womb. He had never been able to work. And Jesus calls the men of God, Peter and John, to minister him. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none. In other words, the way my bank account is set up, I don't have any cash. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But such as I have, give I to thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the place where no good thing is reputed to come, get up and walk. And the man got up and walked. He leaped. He jumped. Hallelujah. He praised God. Hallelujah. God brought the immediately to something that he had all his life. Praise God. And it was the name of Jesus. That name of Jesus. And nothing that people said about him being from Nazareth detracted from the power of that great name. Praise God. And it is only through the name of Jesus. Praise God. We find out in the next chapter of Acts, fourth chapter, there's no other name given under heaven among men that men, whereby men must be saved, except the precious name of Jesus. And you can add Nazareth to it if you want. You can add up Bethlehem, where he was born, if you want. You can add up Egypt to it, where they had to flee from the crazy king, praise God. You can add whatever you want to it, as long as you know who he is, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what I'm saying to you, don't worry about what he looks like. Don't worry about how it started. Don't worry what people say about you. Hallelujah. Because God's got this. And I'm so glad he gets the last word, aren't you? Praise God. Praise God. You ever run into people you hadn't seen in a while? Praise the Lord. And you know in the spirit that maybe they felt some kind of way about you, but they were in your face smiling. And then they see you, and maybe you got in a few gray hairs. Maybe you lost a little of your hair. Maybe you put on a little gut or something. And that's the first thing they say something about when they see you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because they're thinking about Nazareth. They're not thinking about Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the deliverer. They're thinking about what they can point to in their own mind as to something that's not all that. Praise God. But we serve a God who is all that. Praise the Lord. And he's got you. He sees you. He knows, hallelujah, what you need. Praise God. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And it's so ironic that these Jewish leaders descended from the same ones during the time of Samuel when they saw all the other nations having kings. And Israel had no kings. They had judges and prophets. And God was their king. And they said to Samuel, give us a king. Hallelujah. And Samuel got his feelings hurt. He was in his feelings because he felt like they were rejecting his leadership as a prophet and a judge. Samuel was the last judge of Israel. Now, a judge wasn't the kind of judge I am back then. He might resolve a few cases, but a judge had military background. How you know? Gideon was a judge. Samson was a judge. Deborah was a judge. Hallelujah. They had authority, praise God, to lead battle. And so when Samuel in the 16th chapter of 1 Samuel went to Jesse's house in Bethlehem to anoint a king of one of his 8 sons, hallelujah, when the elders said, saw him at the gate of the city, they didn't say, welcome. They didn't say, oh, man of God, welcome. They asked the question, do you come in peace? Because they know what a judge was back then. Hallelujah. And the Lord told Samuel, they not rejecting you, dude. They rejected me. They want a king on earth so they won't have to worship the king in heaven. They want a king that they can fire and hire. Hallelujah. Rather than a king that stands forever and whose word is true and who stands for holiness. They want to be who they wanted to be because they don't want a Lord and they don't want God to be their Lord and they don't want a king. They're not interested in an invisible kingdom. They want a kingdom with soldiers. They want a kingdom with this, and that. Praise God. So that they can look big next to the other countries. Hallelujah. And here they got their king. His name is Jesus. And they rejected him. God gave them an answer to their request. Hallelujah. Over 1,000 years later. About give us a king. And his name was Jesus. But he didn't come the way they wanted him to come. They wanted him to come riding a horse. They wanted him to come overthrowing the Roman Empire because they were under occupation. But he came meek and lowly. He came in Bethlehem. He was born in a stable. Hallelujah. And he had grown up in a place of questionable reputation as far as prophecy and being men of God was at stake. And the question was, what good thing can come out of it? What good thing can come out of Nashville, Clarksville, Murfreesboro, Buchanan Street? I'm getting close to home on some of y'all. Preston Taylor Projects, Charlotte, Blank Street, hallelujah. What good thing can come out of military service? What good thing can come out of being a leader in your job? Because, hallelujah, whatever it is, that God has allowed you to be and to do and wherever you are from. Hallelujah. Because the word of God teaches us about spiritual geography. Hallelujah. It talks about the cross as a place we have to keep coming back to. Praise God.
Hallelujah. A place, praise God, where if we keep the name of Jesus before us, it will dawn on us again and again and again what Jesus did for us and how his death, burial, and resurrection, hallelujah, still works, praise God. And that's the only way. That's the only course. Hallelujah. No matter what you do in your world. Paul was a tent maker, but he was a man of God. He started out as a rabbi at what was an honorable profession. But something got stirred up in him, and he got to persecuting the church. Hallelujah. And couldn't nobody talk no sense to him. Hallelujah. Couldn't nobody reason with him. If somebody had to interview him, he said, I'm doing the work of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He had to have an encounter. Everybody in here has to have an encounter with the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because your flesh will reject God's word. Your flesh, praise God, has a will that wants to do what it wants to do. Praise God. And you know, when we were little, praise God, I'm coming back to this, but when we were little, and I'd say to my, like one of my siblings or one of my little buddies in elementary school, quit talking. You're talking too much. And the first thing they would say to me, you can't make me. Hallelujah. And that's the spirit we have in the earth now, praise God. When the word of God says, cut out all this shacking and living with people you're not married to. You might not say it, but in your spirit you're saying, you can't make me. Hallelujah. And this is rebellion. This is at the essence why the world is in this mess that we're in now. Praise God. Rebellion against God. Hallelujah. Trying to set up our own little fiefdoms and kingdom. Hallelujah. And God has already sent us a king. Praise God. And we want to put the extra name on there, Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. 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 But for me, that's a glorious name. I don't care if somebody want to add Nazareth to it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, God knows how to bless us. So, Paul, hallelujah. Pharisee of Pharisee, a rabbi, he had to have an encounter with God. So he had expanded jurisdiction. He had extradition papers. He could take anybody along the way between Jerusalem and Damascus. Praise God. Whether they be a woman or a child, if they professed Jesus, he could arrest them and bring them to the authorities, bring them all the way back to Jerusalem. They might die. They may be killed. They may be thrown in prison. They may be beaten. Praise God. They weren't going to have no trial. Their trial, hallelujah, their guilty verdict was by virtue, praise God, by reason of, praise God, their faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. Their willingness to call on the name of Jesus. It didn't matter whether they said Jesus Christ. It didn't matter whether they said Jesus the King. It didn't matter whether they said Jesus, hallelujah, of Nazareth. Praise God. If they believed in Jesus, if they believed on that name, praise God, they were subject to arrest. Praise God. They were subject to being killed. And Paul led the charge, and couldn't nobody convince him otherwise. And that's why I don't worry when people seem unconvinced. Praise God. Because the word tells us that one plants, one waters, but God Almighty has to give the increase. Praise God. And I'm just up here planting and watering, hallelujah, and speaking the truth of God's word. But he was on the outskirts of Damascus. Hallelujah. In a sense, minding his own business. He wasn't even in church, praise God. He wasn't in a synagogue. He wasn't in a religious council meeting. Hallelujah. He was not even doing anything spiritual as far as we can say. It does not say he's praying. It didn't say anything. He's riding some kind of beast. A donkey, a camel, hallelujah, praise God, or a big German Shepherd, we don't know what he was riding, but he got hit, in a sense, by heaven. There was a light that shone. He fell off his beast. Praise God, hallelujah. And the Lord said, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? He says, I'm Jesus who you persecute. Not these people you whipping. Not these people you putting in jail. This is against me, praise God, hallelujah. And do you want to be found working and living against Jesus? Praise God. The King of Glory, the King of Jews. Even when they put King of Jews on that sign on the cross, praise God, it was incomplete because he wasn't just the King of the Jews. Hallelujah. Even the old man, hallelujah, Simeon, when they brought Jesus as a baby in the tomb, hallelujah, he said he's the light that lightened the Gentile and the glory of my people, Israel. Hallelujah. He's the King of the Jews, King of the Gentiles, and he's the King of heaven and earth. He's the King of kings. Hallelujah. The Lord of lords. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you don't want to be found. Hallelujah. In persecution or opposition against heaven through your disobedience. Because your life says, hallelujah. Your life in the natural world might say, I'm going to do me. Hallelujah. But the Lord of hosts, the God of heaven, the King of kings, Jesus hears, you can't make me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rebellion. Rebellion. Looking for a way to downplay the impact of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But Pilate didn't want to crucify him. A lot had happened. In the earlier part of this chapter, he had asked Jesus, are you king of the Jews? Now just think about this. Now Pilate is the Roman representative. Nobody can be crucified anywhere in the Roman Empire unless a Roman official says yes to it. The Jews did not crucify people. If it had been left to him, they would have stoned Jesus. Hallelujah. But we had prophecy concerning him being pierced. We had prophecy concerning him being hung on a tree. Praise God. And they were trying to get Pilate to exercise the authority, praise the Lord, the secular authority to levy the death penalty against a man who had committed no crime and who had committed no sin. Hallelujah. And even Pilate, who didn't even care anything about God or the religious tradition, had pause about that. And he said, are you king of the Jews? And the scripture says Jesus didn't even answer him. There were other accounts that said when he said, and I'm gonna give you what the scripture said, and I'm gonna paraphrase it. Are you king of the Jews? Jesus would say, thou sayest it. Let me paraphrase. That's what you say. Because Jesus, even among an evil Gentile king, had so much favor on his life that he almost had to insult Pilate to get himself crucified for you. For you. For you. For you and for me. Hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you come from being abandoned.
Maybe your girlfriend or boyfriend flat didn't want you no more. Maybe you had to go through divorce. Maybe you were abused as a child. Maybe you were neglected as a child. Maybe you were abandoned as a child. Maybe you were abused, molested, abandoned, neglected as an adult. Maybe you felt like that at the hands of church folk, right? Because what we're talking about is church folk that demanded that Jesus be crucified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's got a different kind of sting when it happens in church. Hallelujah. Praise God. But let me tell you, you can go on. You can go on in the name of Jesus, no matter how the hurt comes. Whether it's because you had to sit at a gravesite, maybe because you had to sit at a deathbed, maybe because you had to be abandoned, hallelujah, like people on the streets of Nashville throw their old fast food containers out onto the street. Maybe you were discarded in a way like that by someone to whom you had been close, someone to whom you gave your heart, someone to whom you had hope in, someone to whom that you had trust in, praise God. And then when you look around, praise God, hallelujah, there's only Jesus. God might send you some people. My God may send you some blessed, anointed people, some God-fearing people in your life who are sent there to bless you. Hallelujah. But they can't get to you unless Jesus sends them. Hallelujah. And then sometimes God will deal with you directly in your prayer life, in your dream life, in your walk with the Lord. When you're headed one way, praise God, hallelujah, that might not be a good godly way, something will hit you in your spirit and say, I need to stop this, and I need to go this way, and I need to repent, and I need, hallelujah, to get right with God, and I need to ask God to set things right side up in my life again. I need God to deal with me just where I am, praise God, hallelujah. They say I'm from this. They say I'm from the club. They say I'm from this. They say I'm from, hallelujah, promiscuity. They say, praise God, I'm from a family that fights and shoots and stabs. They say, hallelujah, I'm from a family that doesn't have a lot of education and a lot of promise. I come from a family. They may say that you come from a family that doesn't like to work. Job, praise God. They may say, hallelujah, you're a family, you're from a family that has a lot of children out of wedlock, whatever it is, praise God. Even if it's true, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. Where you are from is not necessarily where God is trying to take you. Amen. Hallelujah, praise God. And no matter where you've been, even if it's true when they say no good thing can come from where you came from, it does not limit the God we serve to lift you, to dust you, to clean you, to give you a new name and a new start and a new life and a new purpose and a new destiny and a new way of talking. Hallelujah. He's able to redeem everybody he created. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When there's a recall, hallelujah, of a Chevrolet brand car, they don't say go down to the Shade Tree mechanic on 9th and Jefferson. They say go to those who have the manufacturer's certification. Take it to the dealership or send the part directly to the manufacturer
so that they can replace it or repair it or retrofit it or whatever has to be done. Praise God. And you dealing with middlemen. You're trying to deal with people that don't have the say-so to deliver you out of what you're in. You need to go directly to the source. You need to go directly to Jesus of Nazareth. You need to go directly to the King of the Jews, the King of the Gentiles, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Yeah. You need to go to the one that has help for you, the one who loves you no matter what. Well. Hallelujah. How do you know he loves you no matter what? Well, he saw everything you said and did. And he still loves you. And the Bible says God is love. Hallelujah. So that lets you know he still loves you. Praise God. No matter what it's been. No matter how hard it's been. No matter how tough it's been. No matter how wrong somebody has been. Hallelujah. There's deliverance. Hallelujah. There's salvation. There's healing. Hallelujah. There's pardon. That's one of the most beautiful words that's used in the secular sense. A pardon. Hallelujah. It doesn't say you were innocent. It doesn't say you weren't guilty or that somehow something was wrong with you. It doesn't have to say anything about that. All it takes is for someone with authority to pardon, to pull out the piece of paper and say, I pardon you, and sign it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At Calvary, hallelujah, the potential for a pardon for everybody that ever lived and ever would live was signed, hallelujah, when that blood of Jesus came coming down. It was sealed when he rose out of the grave on the third day. It was established when he ascended to heaven. Hallelujah. And then it was poured back out from heaven and made available to us on the day of Pentecost when there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. Hallelujah. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And they were filled, hallelujah, with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Hallelujah. And they were able to walk from that point on in the newness of life, to be endued or clothed with power from on high. Jesus of Nazareth. It started out kind of skimpy, didn't it? Born in a stable. Born into a family of humble means. And they lived in a place where no prophets came from. Nazareth. It seemed kind of skimpy, right? Hallelujah. And then he came, hallelujah, to Nazareth. Hallelujah. Came to Galilee in the fourth chapter of Luke and began to preach and quoted Isaiah 61. And they said, whose son is he? They knew whose son he was. He was from that area. But they said, is this not Joseph's son? How can he speak with such gracious and authoritative words? Well, the reason why he could, because he wasn't just, hallelujah, a prophet. He wasn't just a man of God. He wasn't just, hallelujah, a helper in a time when there was much help needed. He was God wrapped in flesh. The scripture says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. All things were made by him, and without him, talking about Jesus, was not anything that was made, And it goes down to verse 14, in case you had any doubt. And the Word, who? Jesus, was made flesh. And what did he do? He dwelt among us. And what? We beheld, we are witnesses, his glory. What kind of glory is that? The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Colossians picked it up, said, talking about Jesus, it said, in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Hallelujah. And we know that this name Jesus, according to Scripture, is higher than any other name. Hallelujah. That he is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He is God wrapped in flesh. Praise God. And after Jesus was killed, crucified, after he was resurrected, after he was ascended, after the church began on the day of Pentecost, and after Peter preached, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin that you might receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then he went on to verse 39 of Acts 2 and said, and this promise, what? The Holy Ghost and baptism in Jesus' name is unto you and your children and as many as are far off, as many as the Lord thy God shall call. And then if you search the scriptures from that day forward, nobody was baptized in any other name except the name of Jesus. You'll see scripture, they said they baptized them in the name of the Lord. That's Jesus, praise God. There's no record anywhere in God's scripture, Old Testament or New, of anybody being baptized in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because Matthew 28:19 says, be baptized in the name, not names, not title, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. It's all encapsulated in one name. But let me tell you this, the name of Jesus is not abracadabra. It's not open sesame. You got to repent. You got to believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You got to have your faith mixed in it. Hallelujah. Before there can be a heavenly transaction so that you can grab hold to what was done 2,000 years ago. Don't get it twisted. When Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood, praise, it was for everyone. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost, on the birthday of the church, it was for everyone. Hallelujah. But I could walk in here and have $100 bills hanging out of my pocket. And I offer it to you, and you say, no, that's all right, I'm good. The transaction can't be completed. The gift is not a gift as far as you're concerned if you do not receive it. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus of Nazareth. I'm talking about the one who's really your friend in the midnight hour. The one that knows every mistake you made but still loves you. The one who is relentlessly pursuing you through your dreams, through your prayers, through the word of God. Hallelujah, praise God. When you wake up in the morning and sometimes you're thinking, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Praise God. It is Jesus. Hallelujah. It is the finished work of Christ. It is God wrapped in flesh, manifested in the flesh. Praise God. Because there was nobody else that could go your bond. When you were transformed, when you got the right to be transformed, you became eligible to be transformed out of the kingdom of darkness of this world into his marvelous night light. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, there was a name given. There was a process given. Praise God. And God Almighty can save you even today. Praise God. He can bless you and deliver you today. The scripture talks about being saved through the foolishness of preaching. Praise God. In the world, talk is cheap. People lie. There's misinformation everywhere. Somebody get up in the morning, they lie for breakfast. Praise God. Hallelujah. But praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The foolishness of preaching is not cheap. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's your only hope. It's the lifeline that God allows somebody to throw out to you so you won't be lost at sea. God wants you to get saved. God wants you to repent. God wants you to praise him. God wants you to get past what you think you can't get past. Praise God. And he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we could ask or think through the power he intends to work through us. It shouldn't stop with us. Hallelujah. It should be something that gets passed on by the grace of God. Jesus of Nazareth. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Amen.